we had a couple of days off, then we've had him in a couple of days training, morning and afternoon session yesterday, and then we've just had one session, light session with them today, and they've got Saturday, Sunday, and then we regroup again on Monday, which I would say 95% of the clubs, that's what they tend to do as well. But we've got a couple of lads who are on international duty as well, so you've just got one eye on that, hoping that they come back fully fit as well.
How vital is rest at a time like this? The Championship is so physical, isn't it? You know, your players have worked particularly hard at the start of this year. They need to sort of recharge, don't they?
Well, you've got one or two players that are just carrying little niggles, so they have to maybe miss a day's training, and then we turn them out on the Thursday or the Friday to play on the Saturday. So it just gives them an opportunity to get a little bit of rest, recharge, and mainly just soft tissue injuries, really. Nothing very serious. But last thing we want to do is overwork them, and then suddenly they break down. But the pleasing thing today is that I had, apart from Zayeta missing and Lavery missing, to an international duty, I've got everybody training today.
How much are you rooting for Stevie May to get his first Scotland cap this weekend?
I think he's been a little bit unlucky, really, because the boy Stephen Fletcher scored two goals for Sunderland last weekend, so whether that gets him in front of Stevie. But one thing I do know, it'll come, whether it's not this next game or the one after, but I just know that the quality that he's got, he will break into that Scotland side.
It must help Sheffield Wednesday, though, if he sort of gets that first cap, if things go well for him during this time with Scotland, that he's going to come back to you. You know, he's going to be flying, isn't he?
Well, you want that, because then again, it'll just give him confidence. I would imagine it's the pinnacle of your career to represent your country, but we don't want it just to be one cap. We want it to be several and more. And then that will show that he's in good form for Sheffield Wednesday. It shows that he's scoring goals. And it shows, again, that the same belief and that I've got in him that Gordon Strachan will have as well.
While we're talking about strikers, Gary Medine, I think he got 45 minutes against Leeds. How do you think he did?
Did okay. Turned the game for us, I thought. I just felt that we couldn't get a foothold on the game. His ball retention, I think he was more of a physical presence up there against the two centre backs. He just gave him something a little bit different to what Hackie does. He bumps players and it allowed us to have a bit more possession in their half. We at the end of the day, I'm not blaming Hackie or anything like that. Our passing was not up to the scratch that we've been used to. We gave the ball away far too cheaply. We played the ball square, and I think we got counter-attacked three times on square passes. It was just unusual, but credit to Leeds. I thought they came out the traps and started well, but it was good. In the end, it was we turned it round with a chat at half-time, and if we'd got that second goal, I think Stevie May's great chance that he had, if we'd scored that second goal, suddenly then again, I think they'd have had to come out at us and we could have maybe picked them off. But just a little disappointed in the manner in which we conceded the goal, though.
Given the way that he had an impact on that game then, does that give you something to really think about during this international break as to, you know, do I start Medine against Watford? You know, do I stick with the partnership that has worked for the most part this year?
Well, the thing is now, I saw yesterday that Norwich should just take the boy Bassong on loan Watford from Norwich, take the boy Bassong on loan. So he's a strong physical boy who enjoys heading it in his box. So whether they've just felt that they need to strengthen in that area. But what I do is I need competition. And if actually not pulling his weight, if Gary's not pulling his weight, I'll see his mate. At least I've got personnel within the club that I can push Chris McGuire down the middle when he's suspension free. But the most important thing is when your clubs do come on, you want to have an impact. And I just felt on Saturday, Gary did that for us. But Gary knows, and I know that he's got to do it consistently as well.
Has it been tough for Medine? Because obviously, you know, he needs games, doesn't he, as a striker to sort of get that form going. You can play in under 21 games, you can play in training and do well, but you really need game time, don't you? And he hasn't been able to get that because of the way that Stevie May and Ati Niuiu have played.
Yeah, you want all the players to, as we've shown in the past or seen in the past, when we brought lads in on loan, that we've ended up getting fit in games. Well, Gaz is at a reasonable fitness level, but he's not high intensity, match intensity. In an ideal world, it'd be great if I was picking the same team every week, because that shows we're doing something right. And sometimes the certain lads have just got to be sit there and be patient. Gaz has been patient, but when he gets his opportunity, like he did on Saturday, he showed us what he could do. But he had a great chance at the end where we thought it was maybe going to be the winner for us, but it wasn't to be.
If we're talking about ideal worlds, you were talking for the last few weeks that you would like another striker in there. Would it be to get a striker in and maybe consider giving Gary those games, whether it's a loan spell or whatever?
No, I just feel at the moment Maguire's done ever so well out on the wing for us. I just feel sometimes certain games, if we're playing Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, you can't ask the same two players more so the way I want to play is closing down from the front and defending from the front. And just the physical exercise and the commitment that the lads are putting in. But you need two players, and get around the 60-minute, 65-minute, you can just freshen it up and just give the opposition centre-half something a little bit different to think about as well.
Obviously, I have to ask, is it likely that you're not going to be able to do any business before the Watford game, or are you optimistic there?
Well, it's like anything. Clubs that we're dealing with and speaking to, they just said, look, let's just see what happens in the international break, as in they've got players away. So their managers have got to have one eye on that. So again, it's just a waiting game. Keep trying and keep pestering managers. But something might happen, but nothing's guaranteed. We thought we got a striker in the other week, but he picked up an injury, so it wasn't to be. So we move on to the next one.
Are you looking for a real impact player? And by that, I mean someone who, has a little bit more proven than maybe some of the younger players from the Premier League. I remember this time last year, I think it was about this time, that Connor Wickham and Matty Fryett came into the club. Are you looking for a similar type of impact player?
I want somebody that knows the Championship. I want somebody that knows what's required Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday. But I want also somebody to come in and have an impact on the squad, whether that be an experienced one. But also, I just feel as though the way we are at the moment, it's got to be the right one. I've got to bring somebody that I personally think that's hungry, wants to put the shift in on a Saturday and a Tuesday as well.
5 of 8 games before the end of November are at Hillsborough. This is going to be a nice test of that home form, isn't it?
Well, we haven't got our own form going at the moment, which has been disappointing. We haven't got that going yet, so we need to improve on that. But as we know that our away form has been excellent, but we need to start turning draws into wins at Hillsborough. 5 games again, and I keep saying about it. Sometimes it's up to the players to get the crowd up for it. The more we've got the ball around the 18-yard box, the more we've got getting shots and crosses in. And probably we haven't got many points as what we probably deserve with our home performances. And what I mean by that is probably the Forest game and possibly the Millwall game. But we don't fear anybody. We're looking forward to playing at home in front of our own fans and giving them something to cheer about.
It's time to take stock, I guess, as well. 8 goals conceded going into this latest international break. That's the lowest in the Championship. That must be cause for some pleasure as a head coach.
No, it's the 2 last goals that we've conceded, which has just peeved me off a little bit. Again, like you keep saying to the players, if we get a free opportunity to put the ball in the box, put it in, because you never know what's going to happen. And as we saw against Leeds, we were given a free kick away. We've not defended our box well, and it is about doing it right in both boxes. Unfortunately, against Leeds, we didn't do that. So, it's been a reasonable start. I'm pleased for Westwood, and I'm pleased for the back four. They've done excellent. But again, I keep reminding them they've got to chip in with goals as well when they go up for set plays.
Sense, though, when we talk about these kind of things, you are wanting more, and I think you appreciate that, you have had a good start, but it could have been even better.
Yeah, I think so. When you look at where we were this time last season, but I just think now is I keep saying to the boys, you've got to have so much self-belief and confidence. We've played some top teams and we've looked a very good side against these top teams, but we need to, when we're on top, we need to get our noses in front, and we probably need to manage the game a little bit better when I think back to Middlesbrough, we're 3-0 up and suddenly we're chasing that fourth goal and we left ourselves wide open. And in the end, we end up coming away 3-2, a great performance, but I think they even had a chance in the 95th minute, so we'd have been hugely disappointed. So it's a learning curve for some of them. But the most important thing, like I say, is the confidence and self-belief that we've got.